Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Retail Influencer by 20 Cent Retail. I'm Vincent Panels and today my guest is the CEO of Pink Price, Christophe Echemont. Christophe, hello.
Hello, Vincent.
First of all, for those who don't know who Pink Price is and who you are, can you tell us what is your core activity and what does your job entitle you to?
So at Pink Price, we actually monitor prices. So we monitor grocery prices in Belgium and in the Netherlands. We monitor more than 1.7 prices on a daily basis from the biggest retailers such as Colruyt, Carrefour, Delhaize, Albertijn, Jumbo, Coop, Plus, Hoogvliet. But we also intend to track the retailers in France such as Leclerc, Carrefour, Super U. Our mission is actually to provide this price monitoring for companies, for brands or supermarkets that want to follow what prices are used by others. But also we have a B2C application that is free for the consumer so that the consumer can easily scan and compare prices between different supermarkets.
Okay, and you did say 1.7 million prices, right? Because I just heard 1.7 prices. I was thinking that's not as much or as near as how much you do. Actually, it's really 1.7 million prices on a daily basis.
Yes.
And we came in contact because recently you did a survey or a study, should I say analysis, better, of the small lion prices, the petit lion, as we say in French, which is a concept at Delhaize in Belgium. First of all, remind us, what is the concept of the small lions?
So the small lions has been created by Delhaize around mid-2022. The objective was actually to lower prices of around 500 products, and the price would be lowered by between 5 and 30%. So that was the initial concept. It has evolved to a number of products that is around 1,000. 1,000 being a kind of magical number, especially in Belgium. Carrefour is also reducing prices of 1,000 products. So it is a kind of magical item number that is used by grocery retailers in Belgium. So what we do now, what we have done is actually look at those 1,000 products.
So you looked at the 1,000 products and what methods do you use actually? Did you just compare price on 1 year to 1 year or how did you do?
So what we did is we compared the prices between now, today, and between 12 months ago, between 6 months ago, and between 3 months ago, so that we can have a good vision on how the prices have evolved. But not only by product, but also by categories of products. Because for us, it's also important to show what has evolved upwards or downwards.
So you looked at the totality of the 1,000 products. So that's like the total sample, or actually the totality of the Petit Lion. Which categories are represented in those 1,000 products?
In those 1,000 products, we have a majority of sweet goods, 19%. Salty goods, 14%, dairy, 10%, meat, fish and veggies, 9%, drinks and alcohol, 7%, fruit and vegetables, 6%. And then you have other categories, but they are less representative. So those are the main categories that we check.
Okay, and then, of course, the question I expect is going to be yes, but then I have to ask it this way. So did the price stay fixed or have they moved?
Good question, Vincent. What is your thought about that?
My guess would be that they moved.
Indeed. Good guess. So on a 12-month basis, we have one-third of the product that did not change prices, one-third of the products that increased, and one-third of the products that decreased. That's on a 12-month basis. We also did the check on a three-month basis, and there we have 22% of the prices that increased and only 12% that decreased. So we see that between 12 months ago and 3 months ago, there is a slight increase in the number of products, prices that have increased.
So it's kind of like the let's say that inflation or the price increases kind of sped up in the last couple of months in that regard.
We could say that, but it could also be other causes or other I would say, mechanical price increases that can always happen. Now, interesting as well is to check if we compare on, again, on the 12-month basis, we have an average when the price is increasing, the average increase is around 11.4%, and the average decrease is about 12.5%.
Okay. So quite interesting. Now, to get back to the categories again, are there differences when it comes to categories? Like, do some fluctuate more than others?
We actually see that if we dig into those categories, sweet and salty products both are on average declining by 2 to 3%. Those are the biggest categories. But then you have fruit and vegetables, which increased by 8.5%, pets, 8%, and drinks and alcohol, 4.5%. So you see some categories are decreasing, some others are more increasing.
Okay, and we're not going to overview or take a look at the list of 1,000 products, but can you maybe give us a few examples of products that really knew quite some big fluctuations, whether going up or going down in terms of prices?
Exactly. So if we look, we compare it like 3 months ago, and if we look at it, for example, the Delaize mini chocolate cookies increased by 43%. Leeks increased by 39%. Orange juice in a bottle, six bottle of 1.5 liters increased by 38%. Those are the increases. But we also had decreases, such as the green tea, which decreased by 46%. The peanuts, caramel peanuts actually decreased by 42%. And then the chia seeds, the bioproduct, decreased by 39%. So you have both type of products, depending on which products can increase a lot or decrease a lot.
Okay, so the fluctuation can be quite significant on either end of the scale, up or down. Now, of course, it's all good and well to just have a look at it and say, okay, it goes up, it goes down. But what can I learn out of it? I mean, like, tell me a bit how to use this.
Well, it's interesting that the concept of the petit lion, of this little lions, actually are they're exactly like the other products. That means that they will fluctuate, they will increase or they will decrease. So what Delaize is claiming is that they keep the price low, but they don't say that they block the price. So we checked, and indeed the price is not blocked. So that's exactly correct. What we can say simply is that if we really want to compare prices of those low price products, we should compare with other retailers' own brand products. And that would be a comparison that could be interesting to see. But again, it's not because it's a petit lion or a small lion that the price will always be decreasing. That's very important to understand. And that's something that the consumer needs to understand. If he buys small lion prices, it doesn't mean that the price is decreasing. It means that the price is low.
Okay. So if I understand correctly, Delaize never claimed it that it's the cheapest, never claimed it that the price will decrease. It just says those are low prices. But yeah, okay. It's marketing in a way.
A small remark about that. In their first press release, when they launched the Petit Lion, they showed a few examples of prices of products that have been decreasing. And we at Pink Price, we love to check those kind of things. So we check those initial products that were in the first ones of the Petit Lion. And for example, we found carrots and peas, 660 grams. They diminished from 0.89 to 0.65, but now they are at 0.99, which means that they increased again above the initial price. Same for six eggs and also for orange juice. So we see that indeed their intent to keep the price low, but the intention is only an intention.
Okay. So it's only an intention according to the analysis. Now, at the same time, Delaize will also, and of course, justify that you could, as a consumer, have even more promotions or even a better pricing if you're a member of the loyalty program Super Plus. Does it play a role in the analysis that you made or not?
We do not take into account that Super Plus rebates that you could have if you are a Super Plus customer, because at Pink Price, we always consider a customer like you enter the supermarket and you buy the product that you see, which means that you don't necessarily have a Super Plus card. So we do the analysis without those nutrition bonuses and all the stuff that they propose.
Okay, so before we come to the end of the show, of course, I will ask you, like, will you continue to monitor this Petit Lion in the future and the small lions, better said?
Yes, we will continue, but not only the small lions. We will certainly continue monitoring all the prices that are published by the different retailers. And we will also check what they claim they do so that we are sure that what they claim is the reality. And that is allowed because we have all the history of all the prices in our databases.
All right. Of course, there's one question that I always love to ask to any guest who comes on the show. What can we expect from you guys in the near future? I hope it's going to be world domination because I would like to compare prices with New Zealand maybe one day. I don't know. Is it possible?
We won't be able to do it very quickly in New Zealand, but why not? No, we will actually, the next months will be spent in expanding Pink Price in France and Luxembourg. And we'll try to also provide matching products to the consumer, to the consumer application, so that the consumer really can compare private labels between the different retailers. And that's for us very important so that he can really see where he wants to buy his own products.
That is actually quite an interesting study, and that brings me to the point that I will definitely have to welcome you back on the show if that study is ready, because yeah, that sounds more than interesting actually. So Christophe, I would say again, thank you for your analysis, thank you for your time today, and I hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Vincent. See you soon.